This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everyone gather round, please, in the town square. You there, sir, what's your name?
My name? Well, I'm JPC.
One of the co-hosts of Hey Riddle Riddle, the podcast. Not the show. I lost rights on the show.
Anyway, my name is Adarafi, and I have a special announcement.
Oh.
Today, what was that?
I was just reacting to you had special news, and I was just giving you a verbal, like, I heard that you had special news, but I didn't want to step on what your special news was.
Do you ever not say what you're thinking?
You said, what was that?
Because a big old bird flew by.
Oh!
Do you see that bird? What was that bird?
That's my bird. I could talk all day about my bird. Do you want me? I mean, now I'm getting completely mad. That's my raven.
Casey, insert horn sounds. No. Casey, enter a horn.
Those weren't horns.
Like a trumpet. Like an old-timey. There we
trumpet.
Go.
Trumpet.
A special announcement has been decreed to be read throughout the village, in the town, in the land. For this episode, and this episode only.
Okay.
On this September of Sept 29th. Erin Keefe shall be queen of this episode. Now, a lot of people are going to DM me and say, you fucking loser, Erin's always the queen. And I agree. But I'm saying, for the fun of this episode, people who hate me, Erin dictates all that happens. And Erin is queen for this episode. Presenting Her Highness, Queen Erin, or Querin for short, I guess. Querin, are you there?
Ooh,
listen up, poor people and losers. This is gonna be a real nightmare all around.
I have a question.
First things first. Call me Querin.
If you're one of those things, do you have to listen, or is it an and thing where you have to be both? I wasn't listening anyway, so
smack in the mouth. You will respect your Querin. I mean, your Queen Erin.
There you go.
You, JPC, you will be, JPC will stand for Jester to please the court, and I, of course, Addle, will stand for a Duke always late. Queen Erin, the floor is yours. What would you like to have happen in this episode?
I would like to leave.
Okay. Can't say I didn't see that coming.
First of all, I don't even have a speech prepared. I'm like going through the notes on my phone to see if I prepared a speech for anything, to see if it'll apply.
I never leave the house without two speeches. The speech where the world calls me up to fight, you know, whatever alien or monster has invaded. I never leave the house without preparing two speeches.
Can we hear this first one?
Of course. I haven't left my house, though.
Whenever I would like to hear it, though.
I'm at home recording this.
Queen, I would like to hear the speech that you are going to make if a monster ever invades.
America, I know that you're scared. And that's okay, because I'm scared, too. I'm scared shitless. I shit my pants just moments ago. Pissed myself, too. A one and a two. A three, some would call it. And I just saw a picture of the monster, and it was blurry. Some of you have actually seen it. I'd shit myself again, and I haven't eaten anything today. If I saw a real non-blurry picture of that monster, I shit myself for a second time today, and I haven't eaten anything today. And I didn't have a big day yesterday, eating-wise. What did I have? Light breakfast. I nibbled and grazed for lunch. And I think I went to sleep at like 5, and I woke up at like 9, and it was too late for dinner for me, and I just went to bed.
Sir, you're getting hung up on the minutia. Please comfort the nation.
Thank you. Thank you, Joffrey. Anyway, where was I? I'm scared of this monster. Hell, I'm so scared that if I saw this monster, I would throw up. And honestly, I'm running on E. I'm fumes in my tank. Sir, and I'm not a big guy either.
Sir, you took E?
Oh, yeah, I'm rolling.
Let's get you hydrated.
Battle, I would like to kill JPC.
Yes, of course.
That will be my first murder.
You asked!
Aaron, I can't stress enough.
He read that verbatim.
I can't stress enough. Today, for this episode, you are queen of the episode. So, anything you want to have happen, happens. We're going to say, I think, unless you deem it otherwise, you're the one who calls for scenes or calls for whatever. So, Aaron, you are queen of the episode. What would you like to have?
Oh, my God.
We're about 5 minutes in. What would you like to have happen?
Well, first of all, I would like to say I didn't know this was happening. I don't know what I did to deserve this. Just before recording, I went, we haven't recorded in a couple weeks. What happened to me in the last couple weeks? I remember something funny happening and then saying I should remind myself to say that to JPC and Adel, but I don't even remember what that is.
Oh,
I came completely unprepared to this episode, so I don't think I deserve this.
Queen, shall we jog your memory?
Yes.
Was it something to do with travel?
No. I can't stress to you enough. It might have been a moment on a TV show.
Sure.
It could have been a bird that I saw.
Okay.
I'll let you guys know if I can remember it.
Aaron, I don't know if it's helpful, but I invented a new game that we could play.
Yes, I would like that. Queen Aaron says yes, I would like to play your game.
Okay, I texted Adel about this, and I was like, I don't know if it will fit into the episode, but and he said, well, you'll have to wait and see. And I believe it could very well. Aaron, I think that this is something that you'll enjoy. Adel, Aaron, are you both familiar with celebrity chef Guy Fieri?
Of course. He wears Absolutely. Flames on his shirt.
He's one of my favorite people in the whole world. And Mariah and I have been playing a game that I like to call Guy Fieri's Kitchen Game. And we've been playing this while we've been cooking for the past couple of days. And I wanted to bring it to you. So the way that this game is going to work is all you have to say is...
Are you crying?
I'm getting emotional. Because this game is so special.
This is a riddle podcast, by the way.
It's
but
so near
we'll
and
get
dear.
To that.
It's a riddle podcast. Hold on. This is a riddle podcast, and this is one of our classic warm-up games.
When the monsters that eventually invade this Earth, even after JPC's enthralling speech, when the monsters invade this Earth and hear this podcast on their own, they're going to be so confused by this episode.
One of the monsters is going to be like, hold on. I want to hear how to play Guy Fieri's Kitchen Game. I think I'm going to like this game. I think I'm going to get this game. So... All one of you is it, we but have to talk in like our best Guy Fieri accents, but you pick anything. Like I'll start with my favorite thing, waffles, and you say, I'm making waffles. And then the next person who goes has to add something to the beginning or the end of that. Sandwich style rules apply. We're creating like a weird Guy Fieri inspired food item. So like you might say, I'm making salty waffles. And then the third person has to say, it puts something on the beginning or the end. You can't go in the middle, beginning or the end, sandwich style, that type of thing. And we build until one person can't remember what all of the things were said. Now, if that ever happens, the person who just passed it on to them gets a chance to say it all over again. And if they get it right, the other person has to eat it. So instead of saying, I'm making, you have to say, Aaron, you're eating, and then list the full thing, okay?
Mm. Okay.
So we'll play.
So when you say nothing can go in the middle, so if you said I'm making, would you say salty waffles?
Salty waffles.
Salty waffles.
So you can't say I'm making salty caramel waffles.
No, but the one thing.
Caramelized salty waffles.
Caramelized salty waffles, or I'm making salty waffles, or the one thing you can do is you can change plurality. So you can change from plural to single. I don't think that's the same as changing plurality, but you can change the tense. So you could say I'm making salted or salty waffle caramels instead of waffles caramels.
So if somebody said, I'm making strawberries, and then somebody said, I'm making milk strawberries, you couldn't then say, I'm making milk chocolate strawberries?
No, you cannot. You have to put it. I don't understand what you don't get about sandwich style.
I can't stress enough to the listeners that I haven't talked to them in 3 weeks. I haven't spoken to JPC or Adel in weeks.
And we've been texting
each other. JPC moved into a new house. Adel went to France. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to play this game.
So it'll go me, then Aaron, and then Adel, okay?
Okay.
And, Aaron, and my queen, forgive me, but what happened was JPC moved to France, and I traveled to a new house.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I got very lost. I don't know anything about your life. All right, go ahead.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm making lobster.
Garlicky lobster.
That's your Guy Fieri impression, Aaron?
No, I'm making garlicky lobster.
There we go.
I'm making garlicky.
You laughed at me. You laughed at the queen. And then you fell in the same hole the queen fell in.
The queen hole. I fell in the queen hole.
You fell in the queen
Not
hole.
Not again. I'm making garlicky lobster sandwiches.
I'm making garlicky lobster sandwich bombs.
I'm making smoked garlicky lobster sandwich bombs.
I'm making Marlboro smoked garlicky lobster sandwich bombs.
I'm making Monterey Jack Marlboro lobster smoked. No. Damn it.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, no, not yet. Adel, you still have a chance.
Oh, he just sent it. He just sent it to you, right?
So he sent it to me, so he has to make me eat it now.
I missed what you added this time.
Yeah, that's a hard game, huh?
So I won't make you eat it.
Thank God. I didn't want to eat lobster bobs.
Monterey Jack.
That's what it
Marlboro
was.
Smoked.
Garlicky
lobster bombs.
Sandwich bombs.
Sandwich bombs.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, God. It's so garlicky. All right, Aaron, you can.
That's the thing tripping you.
it was the one I couldn't get over. All right, Aaron, you can start us off.
I'm making pills.
Yes. Is it my turn?
I think it's you, Adel. Yeah.
I'm making sautéed pills.
I'm making double sautéed pills.
I'm making garlicky double sautéed pills.
I'm making garlicky double sautéed pills a l'orange.
I'm making garlicky double sautéed pills a l'orange salad.
I'm making garlicky...
That was like you saw like a loved one rise from a grave as a zombie, like that shudder.
Oh. I just cough out dust. I'm making.
Wait, Aaron, they're a zombie.
Double.
Why did you cough out dust?
She's a mummy.
You think when you see a zombie, you cough up dust? I mean, my queen, you are correct. You are correct today.
I have never been less suited to be queen. There are at least 50
you just ate a bunch of dust.
Where I was chomping at the bit to be queen of the episode. Go back and listen to episode 20. I would have killed to be queen then.
I love Aaron sees a ghost and then walks through a wall.
I see a vampire and I bite someone's neck.
You're the X-Men that steals other X-Men powers.
You're Rogue. You're just like Rogue.
You're just Rogue.
The person who thinks that they have everyone else's powers, but does not.
But does not.
Okay, I would like to see a seed.
Yes, of course, my queen.
You are husband and wife, and all the dead is rising from their graves to turn into zombies, and it's you guys like seeing each other and realizing that you're zombies now.
Doug.
Oh, crap. Hey!
I got out of my grave and you weren't buried next to me. Did you remarry?
Point of clarification, because I'll keep it either way. Did you say Doug or dog?
Well, at first I said Doug, which is your name, but now that I found out what you've done, you're a dog.
Oh, it looks like I'm in the Doug house.
No brain.
No. Now, first of all, Sheila, great to see ya. Have you lost skin?
Yeah. Honey, come back to grave.
Who's that?
Okay, so...
come back to grave.
Yeah, all right. Look, Sheila, I'm going to be honest. You died young. And what was I supposed to do? I wasn't going to be alone forever.
Just because I ate a Monterey Jack Marlboro smoked garlicky lobster sandwich bomb and died because it was off the chain doesn't mean you should remarry. How long did you wait?
11
years?
Oh, I mean...
same. Minutes. Okay, the queen?
Yes.
The queen wants riddles.
Then riddles the queen shall have. Aaron, I love that you had ultimate power and you decided to follow the normal format of the show.
Well, the queen, excuse me, the queen has an obligation to her people. I'm not a bad queen. I'm not an evil queen. Mm-hmm. I didn't bring a 100-year winter. People, for whatever reason, want us to do more riddles. First of all, if you're one of those people, are you okay? DM me. I think you're probably going through something. You definitely don't want more riddles. That can't be true. So I'm giving the people what they want, which is riddles.
Maybe there are people out here listening to the show who have a fuck ton of nephews, and they're like, I gotta have more riddles because these little motherfuckers are driving me crazy.
I gotta entertain my sister's kids.
We go to the Cheesecake Factory and they say more riddles, and I got nothing.
I'm running on empty.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, the only podcast that will satiate your sister's kids' needs.
Wait, with riddles.
I think that Hey Riddle Riddle should be the only podcast that instead of that 15-second skip forward button, has a 15-minute skip forward button for the people who truly just only want to hear the riddles. And they don't want to hear fun games or zombie scenes.
I wish that we had a 15-year skip button because that would be spooky.
Yeah, that would be great.
Speaking of spooky, Queen Erin, here is your first riddle. When spooky. Set loose, I fly away. Never so cursed as when I go astray. What am I?
Doves.
A balloon. A balloon.
You're both correct. It's a dove and a balloon.
Oh, my God. That a chocolate balloon? Mm.
That's my favorite my favorite Prince B-side. When set loose, I fly away. Never so
like
cursed as when I go astray. Yes, my queen?
I immediately took to the power. It went to my head so
wow,
fast.
Wow, yeah, it truly did, Aaron.
I'd like to see a scene. Adel, you're a little boy, and JBC, you're a balloon. And Adel, yes. You accidentally let the balloon go.
Oh, no. Mr. Balloon, please come back.
Ha ha! Fuck you!
See? What?
Did you remarry? What do we think this is?
I loved balloon as an answer. Just so we're clear. I think that works pretty well.
Right. I think it works for the first part. When set loose, I fly away. But the second part is never so cursed as when I go astray. So that's the part that we need to figure
out. That works for balloon too, because like people are cursing the balloon for flying away. Never
I
so
love watching
cursed.
Videos of gender reveals where they accidentally let the balloon go. And then they never find out the gender of their child because it's in the sky now. Have you seen any of those?
No.
They look like a horrible tragedy had just happened.
I love when they go to cut the cake and the cake floats away.
I like that too.
The cake's a balloon and it pops and just cake goes everywhere. I love that. That's for them. I love that for them. I would never want it for myself, but I love it for them.
I don't love that for me.
I will support their right to do it. I'll go to war. To ensure their right to do it.
When set loose, I fly away, never so cursed as when I go astray. So when this goes astray, it's a very bad situation.
An airplane.
And is it something like an arrow or a dart? Like that hits somebody in a bar, and then they turn around and it's the biggest guy in the bar. And he goes,
whose dart was this? And I go, oh, God, I hope you love improv. And he goes, I do. And I go, Devil's Daughter has a show Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. And
you haven't been a Devil's Daughter.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. This is an older story. 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. And I go, it's a really good show. And he goes, you got one chance to impress me. And then we do, I will say, a mediocre show. But guess what? This guy doesn't know shit. And he's fucking floored by it. He loves it. He has the time of his life. Anyways, the answer, Bubba T.
Was this the Devil's Daughter show that you did a solo scene where you started it by saying, nobody at the meeting knows I shit my pants?
Could have been. That's how I started this podcast, with a solo scene where I shit my pants.
And that's how I met Andre, the normal-sized man.
Okay, is it an airplane? Is it a hot air balloon? Is it a mode of transportation in the sky?
I would say hot air balloon's the closest, but just due to heat and...
Oh, okay, yes. So a Zeppelin or a dirigible.
Lava.
No. So this is a bit of a tough one for first riddle. Mike Queen, I apologize.
Lava would be a good because people curse that lava when it goes astray, and it's fucking Pompeii all over their ass.
Lava would be a good. Bastille was the band I saw when I went to SNL. And I haven't heard of them since.
I have a thing that you should know. If yes. I don't like the answer to this riddle, it's off with your head.
Let's move on to another riddle.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Okay.
I'll give you one more hint for this one.
One more hint, please.
When set loose, I fly away. So each individual person is able to set this loose. Sometimes it's controlled. Sometimes it's not.
Fart.
It's a fart.
Each individual person is able... to fart. Can I tell you a quick fart story?
Mm-hmm.
Today, I was putting a table together, and I had just had some pizza for lunch, and I farted. And Mariah said, I think spaghetti's sick. And I said, no, that's just a normal fart from a human man.
So when you said you're putting a table together, does that mean, like, you took off its glasses and replaced its overalls with, like, a nice dress and then took it to prom?
Yeah, the crazy thing about this table... it was beautiful the whole time and didn't know it about itself.
Oh, my God.
But did
God.
It find out that you placed a bet on it?
I didn't place the bet. Yes, I did.
Matthew Lillard did.
The bet. Yeah.
Okay. JBC, the queen says you are not allowed to fart for 1 month as punishment.
Okay. That would be way too long to fart anyway. At most, I could get like 6 seconds.
No,
if
you cannot
really
fart not
it.
One time
Aaron,
for a month.
Don't worry. I got you.
Nope.
I got you.
Off with his head.
Lop. Ooh, okay.
Mike Green, would you like to hear another riddle?
Was it actually fart?
It was.
Addle?
Yes.
Wow, me about to lose his head. Homeboy about to lose his head.
Addle.
Cannot wait to watch this man lose his head. Clap for this man who's about to lose his head.
I'm sorry to this man.
Sorry to this man who's about to lose his head.
That might be my favorite internet thing of all time.
sorry to this man is pretty fun.
Okay, so what am I going to do to you? Okay, not today.
Yes.
Not next week.
Okay.
But sometime before the year is over,
okay.
During a recording... I'm going to say to you, I want Dunkin' Donuts. And you're going to have to send me an iced coffee to my home via Uber Eats or whatever food delivery service of your choice.
Yes, my queen.
Okay.
Okay.
And you have
queen.
To guess what flavor I want. And if it's wrong,
Boston?
You have to give me your house.
Boston.
Give me my house?
Boston.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
oh,
my
God.
Yes, my queen.
Oof.
Would you like another riddle?
That's rough, Adel. It's rough for you, but guess what? You shouldn't have made the answer fart. You should have made
yes.
it just balloon or whatever.
You should have
Aaron
just said,
said
yes when I said balloon.
Can't oh, believe you didn't take that opportunity.
Casey cut everything out.
No, we need this time.
Here's another riddle for my queen. What wears a jacket but no pants?
Mr. Potato Head.
Pooh Bear.
It is. It's Pooh Bear.
Me when I'm walking my dog.
Me when I'm walking my dog.
Was Tom Cruise in Risky Business wearing a jacket or is it just a white shirt?
White button-down shirt, socks.
Mm-hmm.
And a smile.
And a
Be-doo-doo-doo-da-da-doo-doo.
Be-doo-doo-doo-da-da-da-doo.
Isn't there another character that wears a jacket with no pants?
Donald Duck?
Donald Duck.
The band Cake?
That made me think of...
short skirt, that's not pants.
Bridget Jones' Diary, the end of it, when she runs outside and she's wearing just underwear and her... Do you know what I'm talking about? At the end of Bridget Jones' Diary? Oh, at the end of that movie, Colin... Oh, my God.
Firth? It's either Firth or Hanks.
Colin Firth. Yeah, which one's Colin Farrell? Yes, it's Colin Firth.
Well, Colin
reads her
Firth
diary
was
that's
in Orange County.
On the table. And no, come on, guys, don't mess with me. Come on, guys.
Colin Hanks was in Phone Booth.
Please
don't.
He
also played Daredevil.
He reads her diary. And he comes to go win her back, and then her diary's like open on the table, and he reads all the bad things she said about him, and then she comes out of the bathroom. She's like, oh no, he read my diary. He thinks that I don't love him. I'm in love with him. And so she she doesn't have pants on, and she runs outside in the snow, and he had just gone to buy her a new diary to turn over a new leaf in their relationship. But she's pantless, and so he like wraps her up in his coat. It's good. It's a very good ending to a rom-com. I'm not explaining it well, but I am the queen, so I will not apologize.
Applause.
And then the way that you've got mail ends.
Wait. So he buys her a new diary, and is that kind of hinting at a sequel, like Bridget Jones' Diary 2?
100%.
A new diary?
Yes.
Wow.
And so at the end of You Got Mail, Tom Hanks knows that they've been emailing each other, and then they were enemies in real life. And
sure.
Meg Ryan doesn't know that they were emailing each other. And so he just starts hanging out with her in real life to win her trust over in real life.
Okay.
And then she's starting to fall in love with him online and in real life. And at the end, she goes to meet up with the guy online, but she's like, I don't even know if I want to meet this guy online because I'm in love with Tom Hanks. And then Tom Hanks goes to the park and meets her because it was him the whole time. And then she sees him and Somewhere Over the Rainbow starts playing. And she goes, I was hoping that it would be you. And then everyone cries and then there's a golden retriever there.
Speaking of Tom Hanks, isn't it so weird that his son is a 58-year-old British man?
Mamma mia. Here we go again.
Aaron, how does Clueless end?
Clueless ends with Paul Rudd and...
I think it's Paul Rust.
Alicia Silverstone kissing on stairs. And then it smash cuts to a wedding and she's like, as if, like, we're way too young to get married. What do you think this is, Alabama? And it's her teacher's wedding of the teacher that she set up with another teacher or something like that. I don't know. It's been like 10 years since I've seen Clueless. Give me another one.
Isn't that Legally Blonde? Isn't that how Legally Blonde ends?
Legally Blonde ends. It's her graduation day, and the song Perfect Day is playing again. And then it's after her speech, she goes, we did it. And then everyone's clapping, and under everyone's picture, it shows what happened to everybody. So it'd be like, Paulette guy are in love. Ellie or Emmett or whatever his name is proposing tonight.
Whoever Owen Wilson played in that movie.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You're hurting my brain today.
I am wildly impressed by this skill set.
Give me another one.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama. Oh, I love it. First of all, have you watched it? That was your one bit of homework since last time.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Thank you. That means a lot to me, actually.
I actually completed this assignment maybe 13 years ago.
Oh, I thought you rewatched it. Come on.
Okay, nope. So,
the end of it is she leaves Patrick Dempsey, who actually might have been a better fit for her, and she goes to the beach, and it's storming, and her ex-husband, who is like her childhood love, is there, and she's
played
like...
Played by...
Don't know that guy's name, but it's,
okay.
Josh something. I don't know. Who knows? But he's putting the sticks into the sand to so they get struck by lightning to turn them into glass.
And she's Brolin.
Like, yeah, you owe me a dance. And he's like, are you back? And he goes, why do you want to be married to me anyhow? And she goes, so I can kiss you anytime I want. And then they go to a wedding reception when she was supposed to marry another guy that day. But the movie's pretty good.
Black Hawk Down.
The helicopter crashes, I guess. Who cares? Next riddle.
Can you believe they didn't cast Ethan Hawke as the helicopter in that movie?
Well, he would have had to make some unfortunate acting choices.
Ethan Hunt.
Oh, that's who it is. That's who it is. What wears a jacket but no pants?
This one still?
A banana.
That is an excellent guess, my queen, but that is, I don't want to say it.
In some cultures, do they call a condom a jacket?
They call it a jimmy jacket.
A jimmy jacket.
Freakishly fast.
I sew tiny little pea coats to use instead of condoms.
Yes, yes.
Oh, bother.
Yeah.
Would you mind putting this peacoat on your genitalia?
Oh, a jacket with no pants. I think that they isn't a a bullet encased in a jacket?
Oh, that's a really good jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron had his full metal jacket end.
The gun finds its coat or whatever. I don't know. All those movies are the same.
The gun finds its coat?
Yeah, who cares?
So it's like a Saving Private like Ryan, yeah. But for a gun.
Yeah. The gun's the main character.
Interesting. Sure.
Interesting.
Sure.
Men romanticize going off to war. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What wears a jacket but no pants? I'll give you a hint. My house is full of it.
Ah, Daddy Long Legs. Now, Adel, tell me about the tension. Spider sweaters that you've been making.
Uncomfortable silence.
Passive aggressive energy. Let's keep going.
Smoke.
This sucks. This sucks here.
Boxes of books you'll never read.
What? Nice.
Books.
Books.
Yeah.
What wears a jacket with no pants? It is a book. My queen.
See, Adel, if we kept burning you, eventually we were going to get the right answer.
My queen, we're at about 30 minutes. Would you like to take a break or would you like to do something else?
Yes, I'd like to take a break. And I'd like you to transition us into the break, please.
And Aaron, I have a really important question for you when we get back from the break.
Okay.
Casey, play some old medieval trumpets right here. The queen has deemed that we take a break. Hold on to your assholes. We'll be right back.
I thought that was going to rhyme.
I tried.
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say GPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit and the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. Wow, what a great break. Aaron, I think before the break, I told you that I had a very important question that I wanted to ask you when we came back.
I can't.
And my
wait.
Question is this. How can I worship you, my queen?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Am I crazy or have you said that to me on the show before?
I said that to you on International Women's Day last year.
That sucks. That rules.
International Women's Day is when all women are supposed to dress up like Austin Powers.
That is so fucking funny.
What's wild about that day is that that's the day where all women fancy a shag.
Baby.
Oh, brother.
Where art thou?
I am feeling really good about being queen. I'm starting to worry, like, how I'm going to feel after the episode ends.
Do tell what you mean, queen.
Are you worried about Succession?
Yeah, I'm like, well, am I going to get, like...
It's coming back in October.
Yeah, it's coming back. Yeah, you still have a couple of weeks before Succession even comes back.
And don't forget, Roy has drawn a line in the sand.
You're my boy. You're my number one boy.
I can't wait for my rewatch before it comes back. I think I have a crush on everyone on that show. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think so, because you're supposed to hate everyone on that show.
Even Cousin Greg,
not if you're
have a crush
person.
On?
Especially Cousin Greg. Are you kidding?
Wow.
Even Tom?
No, I know. That's what I mean. Tom okay. first, Greg.
Yeah.
What is the woman's
Shiv.
Name? Shiv.
Well, you want to make a Tomlet, you're going to have to break some Gregs. That's best line of that show. Best line of that show.
I would like a riddle.
Of course, my queen. Go off. When young, I am sweet in the sun. When middle-aged, I make you gay. When old, I am valued more than ever.
What Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you candy.
I mean, that should be the fucking answer. I bought
a Bette Midler record at the Rose Bowl flea market, and I went. I try to buy records that are less than like $5. I just think it's more fun that way. Mm. And I thought it was in the $5 pile, and so I went up to go buy it, and she was like $20, and I was like. It's been mine in my head already for a couple minutes. I'm not leaving without this Bette Midler record.
Can you haggle?
You can haggle, but I, at that point.
You said, what would a Bette do in this situation? She would pay $20
for her. She would pay $20 for her own record. She's the best.
Speaking of $20, anytime I go to Vegas and I play craps, I always Bette Midler.
Okay, so is Midler like a position on the craps board?
Yeah. Okay. I put my money in the middle of the table, and they say, sir, that's nothing. And I say, well, we'll roll the dice.
And then you go, no whammy.
No whammy. And then I press a button that's connected to nothing.
Mm-hmm. Can I pitch a scene?
You may.
Okay. So
I'm just trying to remember a Bette Midler song really quick before it drives me crazy.
Sure.
Oh, She drives me crazy.
Bette.
I wanted to remember the song that she sang with Barry Manilow, because what a duo.
Excuse
me?
Oh,
yeah.
They do a duet of, I'm gonna get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone, get you and keep you. I'm hearing the lyrics, and they're creepy.
This is a romantic song about taking a very slow boat to China?
Yeah, most romantic songs start with, I'm gonna get you.
Out on the Friday.
Most romantic songs are like, we're gonna take a trip over open water for 3 weeks. Romance.
Bite the curb. Stomp.
I would like to see a scene. Yes. Adel, yes. You are going to be like a big, what I think they call it a whale, a person who's like a big spender in a casino, right?
Oh, yeah.
Except you have no idea how to gamble. And Aaron, you are going to be like his, you work for the casino, you're his handler, and you're going to be like taking him around the casino to help him do his big bets.
Oh, let's hit the floor here. Wow, it's so nice to be in from the general area of Russia.
Of course, Mr. Cross, right this way. Follow me here.
What did you call me?
Mr. Cross?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that is the pseudonym they gave me for you. I know that you don't want us to use your actual name.
Yeah, I prefer my name not be used, which is why I've given you the pseudonym and my hotel is booked under David Cross.
Excellent. Yes, sir. Well, here is our high roller room.
Oh, can you lower it? I can't reach the table.
No, sir, that's just meaning the expensive, like the big bucks.
Well, that doesn't stop me from not being able to reach the table. I don't know what to tell you. Can you lift me up?
Yeah, but I'm going to give you a little booster seat here. And here you go. Blackjack dealer, he will deal you in.
Okay. And his name is Jack?
My name is Evan. It's nice to meet you. Would you like to place a bet, sir?
I'll take two.
The minimum bet at this table is 200.
Okay. And then do I pick a card, any card?
You'll get two cards. In fact, here are the two dealt to you now, sir.
Sir, it feels unethical to... this is not a magic show. This is gambling.
Can it be?
Sir, the magic show is on the second floor. I can take you up there now.
Wait, he just made my money disappear, so this is a magic show.
If you took your money, you can win it back if you get 21. Or close to it.
Okay, let me... I'm trying to reverse my age. I shouldn't hit my pants. I did a 3.
That's not necessary. You know what, sir? Have the 200 back and enjoy a steak dinner at Cobb's.
Cobb's? Cobb's I go to for corn.
Well, enjoy a corn dinner at Steaks then, sir. Either way, these are two meal vouchers.
You know what, Evan? I'm going to hit him really hard in the head to see if that fixes anything. But yeah!
Melissa, we're not supposed to do that anymore.
Oh, shoot.
Where am I? Where am I?
Mr. Cross, you're in the casino. You were about to put down a $1,000 bet.
Okay, here's the $1,000. What am I betting on?
It's blackjack, okay? Let's see. Okay, you have 21. Okay, dealer, it's on a 20. Dealer busts. Okay, no, you won, sir. Here are your winnings. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Now I have an extra 1,000.
Let me hit him in the head again.
I'd like to play roulette. Put me on the wheel.
They'll balance him out eventually. They'll keep hitting him on the head.
That's how head injuries work. Mm-hmm. They balance out.
As per Little Bunny Foo Foo, You bop those field mice on the head, they're not going to be right. You know what I'm saying?
Is that the plot of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that song has a plot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Speaking of plot, when young, I am sweet in the sun. When middle-aged, I make you gay. When old, I am valued more than ever.
I know what it is.
My queen?
It's a grape.
Yes, but a little more specific.
It's wine.
It is wine. When young, I am sweet in the sun. When middle-aged, I make you gay. When old, I am valued more than ever.
The queen would like to see a scene.
Yes.
JPC, you are a grape.
Okay.
And Adel, you are the grape's grandfather who is wine.
I'm sorry, Aaron, is he my grape grandfather or is just my grandfather?
That's kind of fun.
Do the genealogy for me. It's just
grapeology.
My father and then my great-grandfather.
Wait, I have a grandson? I thought I was seedless. That's what the doctors told me.
Oh, my God. They're comedians.
Okay. All right. Grape and my great-grandfather. Gotcha.
Have a seat over here, young lad. Let's roll your way over here.
Do we have to, Grandpa? Can we maybe not sit in the sun? I feel like the sun is like, it's like really, can we sit maybe in the shade or?
No, you must sit in the sun because soon you shall be like me. Well, hold on. If you sit in the sun too much, you could become a raisin. But if you soak it up just a little bit, lap it up, you can become tannins and you can become squashed and be a wine just like me, your old valuable grandpa.
Grandpa, can I be honest with you?
Yes?
I mean, I see your life and I see all that you have and your wine and you're so sophisticated and
I'm 28% proof.
I love that. And the proof is in the pudding, but I just don't know if it's the life for me. Like, I'm young, I'm single, I want a date, you know?
No. Dates are no good. I mean, they're tasty, but they're very sugary. Now, wine is more complex. Do you see? And dates have pits.
No, but I want to date. I want to experience life. I want to be a pair.
you want to be an au pair? That's basically babysitting. That's fancy babysitting. Let's call it what it is.
No, Grandpa, you're not listening to me. I want to experience the world. I want to meet someone, and I want to eat their apple.
I'm getting notes of undermining me. I'm getting notes of immaturity. I'm getting notes of obnoxious.
You are what? Let me get in your grandma. Chardonnay! Chardonnay!
Yes, Orange, you glad I'm not going to make a fruit joke?
Oh, no.
I'm drunk. I'm Chardonnay.
We're both drunk.
Okay,
daily.
Then why aren't you? Do you want to dance with me?
Well, I'm drunk in terms of people drink me, but you are sloshed, my dear. Our grandson.
I've been drinking myself because no one else around here will drink me.
You took out one of your ribs to drink yourself? I thought that was a rumor.
Oh, look, there's a straw. I'm drinking myself from a straw.
Grandpa, can I talk to you over here for a second?
Yes.
Man, go. You don't like it here, man. Go. Man, go.
Listen, I told your papa, that I would take care of you. And when your papa, died, was eaten, I promised that I would look after you because I am passionate for you, okay?
Banana.
Okay, what just happened was we each had two guns and we were pointing them at each other and everyone was darting their eyes between the other two. We all went, who's going to say a fruit? Who's going to say a fruit next? And it was JPC. He did it.
So it's called a fruit stand standoff. Mexican fruit stand.
It came out of me like a sneeze that I never wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm ready. For another riddle.
Ready for another riddle? I have four legs but no tail. Usually I am heard only at night. When am I?
Night table.
Nightstand.
JPC, you're all about the tables, you dirty dog.
Well, the tables have turned. Me on. I am hot for tables.
That's the song. I'm hot for table.
Okay. Read it again.
Yes, my queen. I have four legs but no tail. Usually, I am heard only at night. What am I?
Cat with a clipped tail. Cats are nocturnal. Those little fucking things, they go. They go hard at night.
I mean, I will say my cats sleep like 22 hours a day. They do tend to be up at night they get what we call the zoomies, which is where they just scramble all around and act like insane things. It is not a cat.
Four legs, no tail.
It's not an animal, right?
I wouldn't say that. My queen.
It's something with four legs and no tail that's like up all night? I'm trying to think, what are the nocturnal animals that I know?
Is it really an animal?
It is.
Hmm.
I have four legs but no tail. Usually I am heard only at night. What am I?
Possums are nocturnal, but they have tails. Raccoons, I think, are nocturnal, but they have tails.
A human who's crawling.
Well, if they escape, they'll have a tail to tell.
Mm.
Yeah. Is it a wake-up baby? Baby wake up.
Was it a baby? A baby who is reverse sleep cycling or whatever it's called.
My queen, can I ask for a scene?
Yes, you may.
JPC, I would like to see a commercial for the JPC and Aaron. I would like to see a commercial from the two of you for the new toy that never made it to shelves because it was such a terrible idea called Wake Up Baby. And this is a toy baby that all it does is wake up screaming and crying.
Jesus Christ, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Get up. Get.
No.
Up.
The house
Get
could
up.
Be on fire. I am not
getting
Get up.
Get up, please. I
no.
am exhausted.
I got up Sunday. I got up Saturday. I got up Friday. I gave up my whole fucking weekend getting up. It is not my turn.
I got up last. I got up the time before that. And I got up the time before that. Wake up, please.
If I get up, it's going to be to throw that fucking thing out the window.
It might drive you crazy.
It's Wake Up Baby. Wake Up Baby needs actual food. Wake Up Baby cannot be turned off. Wake Up Baby will kill you in its sleep if you don't wake it up. Wake it up. Wake it up. Wake it up. Wake Up Baby.
I want a divorce.
See.
Oh, that's definitely Mark. Those were two children talking, in case yeah. that wasn't clear. That was the brother and sister who got that doll for Christmas.
Does to you. It fucks you up if you can't sleep.
Too much responsibility, way too young.
Oh, yeah.
I have four legs but no tail. I am usually heard only at night. So this is a creature. Think of like mating calls you might hear at night, maybe near the water.
Nobody does mating calls anymore. Now it's all just text
turtle
messages.
Screams.
It's like, you up?
Okay, my queen, I do need to hear what a turtle scream sounds like.
Huh.
JPC?
Okay, turtle scream? How would I think?
Oh, no!
Okay, may I please go?
Yes,
yes please.
Shredder!
Think it worked.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So this
is something that lives in the water?
Ish.
I'm sorry. Did you say fish?
Fish. I'll give you a hint.
Fish.
I'll give you a hint. If you saw this thing in the morning around breakfast time, you'd want to smack it across the face.
Oh, a rooster.
Okay, gotta let that one go.
You can't dead stop a queen.
No, I can't.
You can't dead stop a queen. I can say any weird old thing I want, and no one can do shit about it.
A rabbit, a toucan, a monkey, a leprechaun, a tiger. What else is on a breakfast box?
Wait,
a bee.
Am I thinking of the wrong cereal? Smacks.
A frog.
Yeah, a frog. Is Smacks okay. a frog, right? Smacks the frog?
Smacks is a frog, yes.
Yeah,
who
so
the
answer
is Smacks?
A frog.
Aaron, you don't remember Smacks the frog?
Oh, no, I'm Googling it now.
I'd like to request a scene, my queen.
Yes.
I would like to see a scene. JPC is Smacks the frog showing up in a commercial for Smacks or Honey Smacks, whatever it's called. Aaron, you are
Ew.
A child eating Smacks cereal. But you had no idea it had a mascot, and you are terrified and confused
Holy
by this
shit,
frog.
This looks so much like JPC.
Yeah, it really does.
Backwards hat.
His shirt
top.
Says Dig'em. Oh, my God. I got to get you that shirt. I hope I have you
that.
For Chris's.
Okay. So I'm Smacks the Frog.
You're Smacks the Frog.
Gotcha.
Erin's playing basically a younger version of herself who has no idea about this mascot. And she's digging into a bowl of Smacks, and the mascot appears as they usually do in commercials. But this has a bit more of a horrifying turn.
Hello?
Smacks the Frog! No, hey!
Hey,
stop, screaming, stop screaming. Stop fucking screaming.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay, my mom's purse is over
frogs,
there.
Frogs have very sensitive eardrums, okay? You think you just blew out a fucking eardrum, kid? Jesus Christ.
We have a book in our bookshelf that has money in it. You can get that money. It's the dictionary.
I got a shirt that says Dig'em in a backwards hat. What do I need money for, okay? Wada, 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 Smacks the Frog. Are you enjoying your smack cereal?
I thought that this... I thought that these were cornflakes.
Does it smacks you in the lips?
Honey, is everything okay down there?
It's fine, Mom.
Oh, my God. You completely... You know me, my wife.
If you tell your mom about me, you're going to find out why they call me Smacks the Frog.
How did you know that you're my voice?
If you fucking say anything about... Wada, 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 Smacks the Frog. Are you enjoying your honey smack cereal?
I'm friends with Tony the Tiger, and I can get him down here in 2 seconds. And you'll
I can call
sorry.
Tony the Tiger's parole officer and have Tony the Tiger in jail for life.
You wouldn't.
I would. I would.
You're
I'd
a
slit
monster.
The tricks rabbit's fucking neck.
Oh, you did?
I could. Hey, are you enjoying your honey smack cereal?
It's delicious. I love it.
You gotta sell it. You gotta make me believe you love this cereal.
I really
if you ever want to see your mom and dad again, you gotta make me believe you like Honey Smacks cereal.
Please don't hurt them. I thought I grabbed the cornflakes from the shelf. Why did my mom buy these?
Don't blame your mom. She's a nice lady. In fact, after your dad's out of the picture, maybe Smacks the Frog and your mom go to Aruba.
I treat her real
frog,
nice.
Please don't fuck my mom. Please, Max the Frog, don't make my mom fall in love with you. Don't
That's
make
your
love
mom.
To my
That's
mom.
Your mom's
Max
choice. Smax the Frog is a total bystander in his life, and he takes no accountability for his actions.
Please,
your mom falls
Max.
In love with Smax the Frog? We're going to find out why they call me Smax the Frog.
Disgusting.
And it's
because
I smax the ass.
What does that mean, Smax
Did
the
someone
frog?
Need help?
Flip!
Oh, this is not great.
I'm Smax the Frog. I got a gun, and I had it in every box. I'm crazy, and these boxes teleport me, and I fuck everybody's moms. That's what I do.
Honey, did I hear a noise?
No, Mom, we're doing great.
Who's we?
Me and Smax the Frog.
Okay. Do you want me to buy more?
I want you to leave Rick.
Amazing. I think the line
crying.
Of dialogue that perfectly sums up this show is Smax the Frog, please don't fuck my mom.
I think
that perfectly encapsulates the energy of this show
and what
listeners are in store for.
Is it Sugar Smax? Was that the name of the cereal?
I thought it was just Smax, but then as you guys
I haven't thought about this
confused,
cereal like
I was
10
like,
years.
Maybe, yeah. I was like, maybe it's Honey Smax.
Maybe 20 years.
Smax?
It can't possibly still exist.
I think it
Seems
does.
Seems like it does.
Oh, okay. I guess so.
And I think they've tried to update Smax to where he looks very hip and cool versus terrifying.
Honey Smax. Honey Smax.
He's called the Dig'em Frog,
actually.
Mike Queen, I think we have time for one more riddle. Is that all right with you?
Read me the riddle.
At the sound of me, men may dream or stamp their feet. At the sound of me, women may laugh or sometimes weep. What am I?
A music.
It is a music. One singular music. Aaron, you're correct, my queen.
Is that true?
It is. It was music?
It was music.
Wow.
You know how when music plays, men typically stamp their feet and then women cry.
Yeah.
Love these stereotypes.
Men get to dance and women get to cry.
Hey, stomping your feet dancing?
I assume I'm only queen for a couple more minutes, so I would like to put a law in place.
Yes, of course.
I want you both to Google me right now and tell me something excellent that you find about me.
Okay. This is going to be a real exercise in spelling your name correctly. Let's see. Aaron Keefe. Okay. Let's see. Now, something interesting about Aaron Keefe from a Google. I'm going to have to go to the page two because page one on Google is pretty pedestrian. I think we all know about that.
And I'm going to talk more about Smax the Frog. They couldn't find anything about me, so.
No, Aaron, I did. It took me a while, but I Googled something about you, and I did find your Pinterest board.
No. Bail.
So, Aaron.
Bail.
What's funny about this, this is fun new information for our listeners. Your Pinterest board appears to be a series of outfits that you could never pull off.
Okay, that was worth it. I needed that. Okay. Adel, what did we find?
Well, hold on. I'm not done with your Pinterest board.
No, please.
So we've got a few boards. We've got one that's one called Wedding. Aaron, this one's from 9 years ago.
Okay. If you were ever on Pinterest around 2010, you know that we were all 20 and we were making wedding Pinterest boards.
Holy shit.
Be alone in that.
Adel, I have found a Pinterest board from 9 years ago from Aaron Keefe.
Uh-oh.
This was a mistake. It's
called My Style, and
no.
There are 12 pictures.
No.
And okay, Aaron, this is 10 years ago.
No.
Let's just go through them real quick and see if any of them are your style. We've got bangs. Ooh, nope. 11 kinds of bangs and ways to rock them. Wow, Aaron.
Oh, no.
Here's the tragic part.
I certainly don't have the login to this anymore, JPC. I can't scrub it from the internet.
Aaron, we've got one that just says Ray-Ban sunglasses. We've got one that says it's from Dormify. It says popular high heels. What else do we have? Here's a wedding outfit.
This is tragic.
Curated and refined wedding outfit from the vault. We've got another one that says, this is from, just you just have ASOS pinned here.
The computer, I regret this so much.
And here's another one. It's from the Daily Mail, and it says, Harry Potter fans can have a magical dot, dot, dot. So it's a, it looks like you ways that you could experience a Hogwarts Christmas feast from the comfort of your own house.
This is an actual disaster. I've never seen something backfire so quickly.
This is really, really bad stuff, Aaron. And then there's one more with an item that you like, Aaron. And guess what? It's unavailable on Etsy. So 9 years ago, you wanted a Christmas sweater that you have now missed out on. Adel, please tell me what you found.
I had a bit of a tough time, but I did find, but I'm not going to go all the way through it. I did find the full text of the Hingham High School yearbook.
Oh, my God.
But I couldn't find time to search your name. But I will say, Aaron, I now know that you went to high school with Christopher Johnson, Rachel Kallman, Kelsey Keith, and William Kenyon. Ring any bells?
Yeah, the only one of those people I've seen since I graduated high school. I hope they're all doing very well. I remember them all being very kind people.
I Googled them, Aaron, and they're not.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Kelsey Keith
aren't.
Was very nice. She lived in my neighborhood and was very cool. And we were our lockers were next to each other forever because our names are very similar.
Do you know a Kristen Keith?
No, I don't.
Because there's an article from the Dorchester Reporter. Can you say that in a Boston accent?
Dorchester Reporter. That
the waters
of
the Boston Harbor, thanks to the Dorchester yacht, Kristen Keefe. Huh.
I guess she's more on the internet than me. Is that what you're saying? Her Pinterest is probably embarrassing, too.
Here's one called Products I Love, Aaron. It's four pins from 9 years ago. One of them is a Harry Potter martini glass.
Oh, my God.
One of them is a snow globe and a mason jar.
No.
And then one of them is just, it appears to be a bunch of different types of blush.
Okay, so this is complete 2011 nonsense, and I'd like to apologize. That is not who I am anymore.
Oh, and Aaron, you also just have a picture of a mint julep.
Jesus Christ.
You have a picture of a mint julep under products
Adel, anything
I love.
To plug. Please, Adel, please.
We still have time. We still have plenty of time.
No, we don't. We have no time.
No. We absolutely do. Ooh, Aaron, you loved a lot of green throw pillows.
Oh,
green
God.
was your color back then, huh?
Adel, please.
I have a few things to plug. The number one thing I have to plug is Hello for the Magic Tavern. It has a new Patreon. We launched a Patreon. We're very excited to have this Patreon. You can join for $5 at patreon.com/magictavern. We're very excited for all of our bonus content we're going to be putting up there and all kinds of other stuff. So check that out. See if it's the right fit for you. And if so, we'd love to have you join and be on the Discord and all that stuff. Also, I was on some podcasts recently. My Cabbages podcast, talking about Avatar. Have you heard about this podcast? We were all on Rude Tales of Magic recently. I was on Better Movie Club. And I think that might be it. My Queen, anything that you would like to plug?
Follow me, AaronKeep10, on Instagram. And JPC, anything to plug?
You can find me on yesterday's episode of Improv is Dead with my best friend and former roommate, Tim Lyons, his best friend and no roommate relation, Dan White, and Chicago's best friend, Damian Anaya. It was a super fun episode to record, and you should check it out. You can find it anywhere podcasts are found. Improv is Dead. Yeah, so I guess I'm pretty much off of social media, except I do have a Pinterest account. It's at Aaron Keefe.
Don't do this. I can't delete it. I don't have the login.
Very simple. So I don't have the login to it. There's some pretty good stuff on here. One of my favorite things that I have on my, again, this is mine.
Adel, I did a terrible thing.
Aaron, my Pinterest.
You're the queen of this episode. You can stop this.
Jupiter. Jupiter.
At Aaron Keefe is a, it's a...
Something's wrong, my queen. I don't know what's happening, but...
The category is just retro ads, and there's a Smirnoff ad with Woody Allen featured on it.
No!
So, from 9 years ago. That doesn't age well.
My queen, I think I know what's wrong. Say it again.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Waka waka, kids, at Aaron Keefe.
No, please! Get him off! Cut off with his head!
Sorry, Aaron Keefe.
Hey there, best and dressed. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We flip open a high school yearbook and we do scenes about superlatives. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.